That's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Sheffield, you feeling good tonight?
Yeah!
You having fun?
Yeah!
Any Queen fans in the house tonight?
Yeah!
Well, I should hope so. You've pretty much got Queen in your DNA, anyways. And we're glad you're here. Whether you are a Queen fan, just a music fan, or you went out looking for the circus tonight, found the second best thing. We're glad you're here. We're going to have a good time together. Now that we've got you all hyped up, we're going to take it down for a couple minutes with a lovely love song. The heart of Freddie Mercury, Love of My Life. Please sing along with me.
So don't stop me now.
Oh, so
why the Queen Extravaganza can even exist is because when Queen wrote music, they not only wrote for themselves, they not only wrote for their time, but they were very forward-thinking, and they wrote for some, a little something for everyone. They not only wrote rock and roll, they did pop equally as well. They wrote a little bit of R&B, a little bit of classical, a couple of movie soundtracks. That song comes from the movie Highlander from 1986. A little something for everyone. And we don't want to bore you with only the huge number one hits tonight, because we know you know the lyrics even better than we do. So we're going to pull out a few deeper cuts tonight, some songs that didn't get to see quite as much light of day. These next two come off of Night at the Opera. And the second big album for Queen, the second song will feature Tyler again on the drums, on the vocals again. So he does it all. But the first is an odd little ditty that Freddie Mercury wrote and displays his love of the vaudevillian style of music and theater. And we would like to present to you at this moment,
Lazen on a Sunday Afternoon.
Bye.
this whole thing, you know, he's been through a lot, and he's the reason why we get to be here tonight representing Queen in the way that they would like to be represented. So it's an honor and a privilege, and we're so glad to do this for you tonight. I think Queen really wrote a huge page in the history of rock and roll, along with very few other bands, bands from England, usually mostly. Because not only did one person write amazing songs, but all of them in the band wrote amazing songs. John, Brian, Roger, and Freddie. I don't know if you know this, but each one of them had at least one number one hit, so that's quite a feat, and quite an amazing band to be represented tonight. Anybody here remember back in 1975 when that song came out? Did you go to the record store? Did you buy the 45 single? Probably worth a little bit more tonight than, you know, today, but if you flipped it over to the other side, you may have noticed a song that probably blew your mind back in 1975, as it blew my mind in the early 90s when I heard it for the first time on the movie Wayne's World. Yes, I did, and I'm a little ashamed to admit that, but I did anyway. This is a composition of Freddie Mercury, and it is displays his genius like no other song of Queen does. And, well, we hope to do it justice tonight, with Queen helping us a little later on the screens as they perform it even to this day. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
getting those snaps and claps out.
Can't see your way out. It ain't my time. Oh!
That's pretty cool. I'm passing that little move from generation to generation. Saw it down here. I saw it being taught to a child. Hi there. Glad you're here. Well, we haven't spoken about Queen's legendary guitarist yet. Dr. Brian May. Deep thinker and champion of many great causes. The quieter one of the group. We've had a chance to meet him a couple of times, and he's just a humble man, humble giant. And he likes to ponder the questions of the universe over and over again until one day I really believe he's going to figure them all out. I believe that's kind of what was going on when he wrote this next song. And I think that really the nugget at the heart of it was that no matter who you are, where you come from, what place in society you occupy, we are all beautiful in our own way. I really believe that. But somewhere along the way, writing this song, Dr. May realized, wait a second, I'm in a rock band. Fat Bottom Girls!
Make the rockin' world go round.
You say that every night, but we've had a pretty good tour so far. So, thank you once again for keeping the standard of the UK. Very, very high. We love the energy, we love hearing you sing in a British accent. It's quite amazing how you do that. Together, in unison. But we want to, well, we have to leave you, we don't want to, but since we must, we will leave you with the song that started it all for us about a year and a half ago. I think we mentioned that we were all strangers before this all started, and Roger and his team, Spike Emney, Queen's keyboard player, they had a hand in picking off each one of us, and they threw us into a rehearsal hall in Los Angeles. And for 2 days we practiced this song until we got it just right. We had to, because the third day was American Idol. They put us on that stage for our first performance ever in front of anyone. So we were admittedly nervous, but we are quite proud of what we accomplished that day. And it was a great send-off for us. And it was a great beginning for us, and it's been really cool to work. We hope to keep doing this for quite a while. We want to come back to the UK soon. So. This is the only gospel song that Freddie Mercury ever wrote, and I believe that he actually somehow secretly wished that Aretha Franklin would record it, because he sort of wrote it for her. And the ending is a little bit different. Roger and Brian changed it a little bit so that you could rock out really hard with us at the end. So I would like to send you off with Somebody to Love. here on stage with some amazingly talented individuals. You've already met him a couple of times. On the drums, hailing from the great state of Tennessee. One more big hand for Tyler Warren.
Somebody to love.
trying to make you think we're done, but we're not really done. So, we don't take your applause for granted. Thank you so much for cheering for us. It energizes us. It makes us sensitive musicians feel good about what we do. So you're very kind. We want to see you personal after the show. So please come see us at the merchandise table. That's where we'll be because it makes good business sense for us. And also, if you're into technology and that sort of thing on the internet, so please tweet about us, Facebook about us, Twitterers or Twitteresses out there. We want to come back, and you guys doing that would make that a lot more likely. So yes, the demand. We'd like to satisfy the demand. We also left out a couple of key songs tonight, and we'd like to play those for you just now. Please enjoy. Rock me, babe, and fortune, everything that grows. I thank you all.